Today is the 25th Sunday after Pentecost. Mass is taken from the 5th Sunday after the Epiphany. Epistle to be read today for the 5th Sunday after the Epiphany, for the extra Sundays after Pentecost, is taken from St. Paul's Epistle to the Colossians, chapter 3. Brethren, put ye on as the elect of God, holy and beloved, the bowels of mercy, benignity, humility, modesty, patience, bearing with one another and forgiving one another. If any have a complaint against another, even as the Lord has forgiven you, so you also. But above all these things have charity, which is the bond of perfection, and let the peace of Christ rejoice in your hearts, wherein you are also called in one body, and be ye thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you abundantly, in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another, in psalms and hymns and spiritual canticles, singing in grace in your hearts to God. All whatsoever you do in word or in work, all things do ye in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, giving thanks to God and the Father through Jesus Christ our Lord. In the Holy Gospel, taken from the Gospel of St. Matthew, chapter 13. At that time, Jesus spoke this parable to the multitudes. The kingdom of heaven is like unto a man that sowed good seed in his field. But while men were asleep, his enemy came and oversowed cockle among the wheat and went his way. And when the blade was sprung up and had brought forth fruit, then appeared also the cockle. And the servants of the good man of the house coming said to him, Sir, didst thou not sow good seed in thy field? Whence then hath it cockle? And he said to them, An enemy hath done this. And the servants said to him, Wilt thou that we go and gather it up? And he said, No less perhaps gathering up the cockle, you root up the wheat also together with it. Suffer both to grow until the harvest. And in the time of harvest, I will say to the reapers, Gather up first the cockle and bind it into bundles to burn, and the wheat gather into my barn. Thus far the words of today's Holy Gospel. Bearing with one another and forgiving one another, if any have a complaint against another, even as the Lord hath forgiven you, so you do also. These words are taken from the epistle of today's Mass. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. There's a very moving story about the Spanish conquest in Cuba. During the conquest, the Indians suffered much at the hands of some of the greedy Spanish who only sought wealth. One story in particular about Father Las Casas, who went along to try to help the Indians as much as he could. This story is about this holy priest and how he tried to stop the abuses and make sure the Indians were not so ill-treated. But the one leading the exposition and the commander of the soldiers, Narvaez, only wanted their gold. Now the Indians were familiar with the faith and were interested in converting. Many were actually taking instructions. And so they greatly respected the priest, especially Father Las Casas, who was already known for the many good deeds he had done in protecting the Indians. And so the group of soldiers and Father Las Casas were warmly welcomed into the Indian town. And the Indians invited them to a large feast. But the general, Narvaez, had different plans that night. He was all set and had his soldiers ready to kill the Indians and burn the city, just so that he could find and steal their gold. And so it happened that night at the banquet that was prepared for the Spanish soldiers. As the meal was being served, a sign was given, and the soldiers massacred and burned the entire village. Father Las Casas ran throughout the city trying to help the Indians, and especially he looked for the chief. And so he went into the forest where the Indians had run, and in search for the chief, and soon he found him. But he was wounded and dying. So Father Las Casas took him in his arms, and he baptized him. Now, I mention this tragedy because of how this chief reacted to this betrayal. Father Las Casas was deeply moved. The father explained later how he wanted to get justice and avenge those Indians. He had such hate in his heart, and he even wanted to Narvaez to pay with his life. But as he baptized the dying chief, he looked into the Indian's eyes and only saw forgiveness. As the chief lay there in his arms, he had a smile on his face. The priest was amazed. He said that as he looked at him, he saw the charity of Christ that our Lord himself practiced. He explained that as he stared at the Indian, it was as if the chief was saying, "I forgive all of you, even for the slaughter and burning of my town. And I die here happy to be baptized into true faith and numbered among one of God's children." Father Las Casas explained it like this. He said, "I sinned that day. In my mind, I killed Narvaez a dozen times over. And in my mind, I wished him to the devil. It wasn't until I saw the look on the chief's face that I realized my sinfulness. There he lay, dying, his village in flames, his people entirely destroyed. And yet, he could smile. He could smile and show me that he forgave me." And as Father Las Casas points out, the chief wasn't even a Catholic until just a few minutes before he died. Now, my dear faithful, in today's epistle, St. Paul tells us to practice the same Christ-like charity to all. He says, "Bearing with one another and forgiving one another. If any have a complaint against another, even as the Lord hath forgiven you, so do you also." Now, this charity that St. Paul tells us to practice in today's epistle, was it not what the chief practiced perfectly in the story I gave for today? Just imagine that chief, his entire tribe in the village was destroyed. And he lay there dying, and what did he do but forgive all those soldiers? Now just imagine him appearing before God to be judged at that just a few moments later. And think how merciful and forgiving God would be to him. Now, all of us must practice this same charity that the Indian in the story practiced. Of course, we may never have the opportunity to forgive someone putting us to death. But how many opportunities do we have each day to forgive someone who offends us? Someone who just bothers us or annoys us? How often we find it so difficult to forgive such a person, to let it go? We should then at those times think of the Indian chief and forgive all, and how he forgave the Spaniards for killing him, how he forgave for the massacring his entire tribe, and for burning the whole town. Think of the chief in the story and ask yourself at that moment, "Can I not forgive this little injury or this little offense that is offered to you?" Now, all men ought to bear with one another, for we all have our own faults and failings. We all make mistakes. But all too often, we act as if we are perfect. And so when we are offended, we think that we would never have done what that person did to us. But in reality, we have probably done much worse to someone else. And so we must treat others as you would want our Lord to treat you at your judgment. Think of that moment when our Lord appears before you to judge you. Would you not want him to forgive you? And then try to forgive those people who are offending you. And it should make it a lot easier. We must be willing to forgive and to forget all, so that our Lord will do the same thing for us at our judgment. He will forgive and forget all we have done. And this is what we say when we pray the Our Father. Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Have we ever thought about this when we say that prayer, the Our Father? God will forgive us our sins, our faults, and our failings, exactly as we forgive those who offend us. And so when we say this prayer, are we actually condemning ourselves? Do we wholeheartedly forgive others when they offend us or even just annoy us? Let us then, my dear faithful, treat others with the love which God desires of us. Our patience in life's daily trials must follow the example and the charity of the Indian in the story. Surely we could imitate him and do the same for those small injuries we receive in our daily lives and our daily dealings with others. Yes, it is not always easy. Even to forgive those small offenses, they seem very big at that moment. And sometimes we may keep falling and failing, but we must keep trying each day to do better, to be more charitable and forgiving. So keep trying despite our weaknesses and faults. And if you fail to make improvement, at least prove your love to God and that you are trying by a continual effort to improve, and never stop trying. And remember the great example of our Lord, Our Lady, and all the saints, and especially the Indian from the story, who cheerfully forgave the Spaniards who ravaged his entire village. And thus, we will be fulfilling the command in today's epistle of bearing with one another and forgiving one another. And if any have a complaint against another, even as the Lord hath forgiven you, so do you also. May God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.